Alrighty. Welcome to this episode of Comes Naturally. Before we go into the intro, we're going to go to business. Michael, take over.
Okay. This is a absolutely free podcast, so if you want to show any type of support, there's a couple things we ask you to do. First of all, please go to our Facebook page, like our Facebook page, and then share our Facebook page with all of your friends and make them like it. And then we'll have a lot more likes than we do now. Right?
I think that's how it works.
All right, good.
All right.
Internet. Also go to Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is...
@ComesNaturalPod.
Yes. After you do all that, if you get our podcast through iTunes, a couple things that would help us on there. Rate and review us on iTunes. That'd be a huge help to us. Also... subscribe to the podcast. That way every Friday morning when it becomes available, it'll download automatically for you. You don't have to ever miss an episode and don't ever have to really work for it. Be nice and easy. Put it right in your pocket. And that's it.
Become English all of a sudden?
Yes, your pocket. Like in your pocket. Pocket. I was thinking, what is that? Snatch. I was watching Snatch the other day. He said that.
A bunch of times. Pocket? Like that?
Jason Statham is talking about... someone being in his pocket, or him being in someone's pocket.
Was it
Snatch or Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels? Which one was I watching?
I don't know.
I watched both of them, now that I think about it, in the last couple weeks.
Oh, it's a good thing I know then.
Yeah.
Fuck. Let me pull up Mike's viewing history.
Because I pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Watching you all the time.
Dude, I didn't have internet this past weekend because of the move, and it wasn't set up till yesterday.
And I would have killed myself.
Oh, like fucking awful. Staring through neighbors' windows and watching what they're...
He holds his hands up into a little square.
I was all like, hey, go to the recent releases on Netflix. I want to know what's on there. Yeah, it super sucked, man. But I watched a bunch of movies that I haven't watched in a while. And I realized that... I bought the Avengers when it came out and never opened it. I was just had been watching the free download that I had, and then it jumped on Netflix. So I've seen it, the digital copy.
Oh,
but yeah, it's weird.
You're weird. Just trying to think of how you got that without actually opening it.
It was a pill thing.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
Really?
It was weird. Anyway, whatever.
Because I'm used to those cards on the inside.
You're used to those cards on the inside.
I think that's what you just said.
I think that's what you just said.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, Comes Naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our special guest is?
Eric.
Yay.
He's excited to be here, too.
Yep, super excited. Get the fuck off your phone.
yeah.
Unless you're using it for the podcast.
Eric. Unless you're tweeting.
Yeah. Unless you're tweeting and then.
Yeah, and trying to introduce the podcast.
Thumbs up really came through
time.
On the audio podcast.
I was on liking the.
Yeah, I saw the thing. It popped up.
So, doing what I was told to do.
So anyways, on this episode, if you can't tell already, it's off the cuff. So
we're going to talk about this week's happenings.
Which isn't a whole lot.
It's been a slow week.
Yep.
I didn't
even
have internet,
the Emmys
but we
this
already
week, it was a slow week.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even actually know. I mean, I'm going to be honest. I didn't even know the Emmys were this week until like the next day when the CNN was like, oh, this is what happened at the Emmys last night. And I was like, oh, that still happens?
And apparently so does the MTV music.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the VMAs.
Fuck those. The only reason I knew about the Emmys is because Matthew Sendrick from Robot Chicken posted that they were going. So I was like, oh, so the Emmys are happening soon.
Were they up for anything?
They were up for Best Animated Series, I think, or something like that. They lost.
They lost? What did they lose to?
Me.
Oh, right.
I won an Emmy.
You are very animated.
I don't remember,
I won an Emmy.
Something on Disney.
Gross.
Yeah.
That's
which is weird because I thought they always won, but apparently not.
I just assume that there's like three people at the Emmys because that's what I heard. Like Breaking Bad won everything.
Not everything, just like four things.
Yeah. That's pretty much everything. How many fucking Emmys are there?
Like 112.
Oh, that's way too fucking many. Let's lower it down to four. Breaking Bad won four Emmys. They won all the Emmys.
The one that got me is the American Horror Story. Won like two random awards, and that show's awful ever since the first season. So The first season was awesome, and then everything else has just been downhill from that. For that,
yeah, you know the Emmys are getting bad when they give out an Emmy for reality competition.
Yeah, no, right, and best host for reality show too.
You're fucking kidding.
I'm not even fucking kidding.
Ryan
me, dude.
Seacrest win that one.
Ryan Seacrest.
No, it's that the dude from
Nick Cannon.
I think it was the dude from Survivor.
That dude's been he's been the same guy right since like day one.
Jeff something or other.
Fuck that guy.
But you
know who should have won that Emmy.
You.
Me.
Yep.
I agree.
I host a reality show all the time. It's called Life.
It's not true at all.
That is true.
Because no one likes that one. You know, the awards you're given to people are the ones that you accidentally let go when you're walking by them in a movie theater. Why
Kathy
is my knee all warm all of a sudden? What?
Make Kathy farts. Bates won one of the awards.
Yeah, I know, for American Horror Story.
Hey, you
supporting,
know,
so, like, not support, guest or something? No, supporting?
Was it for Misery?
Supporting actress in
a supporting actress in Misery.
Or movie.
They do movies? Oh, TV movies?
TV movies, I'm guessing, yeah.
Like The Stand?
There should be an Owen
Did The
award.
Stand win anything?
There's an Owen Award. So you get hit in the nuts with the rolled-up magazine.
I think Mike should be able to walk around and just hand out Owen Awards.
Oh God!
I think I do.
Just hitting people in the nuts with the World Magazine. Magazine.
Well, there should be a positive and a negative. So the
nope,
negative
not for
nuts.
Mike. Mike has two things. You get
left
hit
nut,
you
right
hit.
Nut.
Oh, even worse. And guess what? He only chooses depending on which one he actually hit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you got my left nut. I chose that one.
Typer, you're going through the thing. Modern Family won something.
Supporting actor in a comedy series. Ty Burrell.
Best director.
I always like that show every time I watch it, but I never like watch it consistently.
Because it's really not that good.
Big Bang Theory won, of course.
Well, Jim Parsons won.
Jim Parsons
more
won,
like
right?
Your
yeah, yeah,
Big
yeah.
Bang Theory.
Thanks.
Dude, she's still doing shit, and she's not on Seinfeld anymore. Isn't that weird?
She's Julia. On one of the highest rated
Julia.
Yeah, I know, but like.
This. Let's just put it at that.
Yeah. Yes.
If I say she and Seinfeld, they're not. They know.
George Costanza.
They know.
Yeah, he's a chick now.
Gross.
He had that
but
matrix
yeah,
surgery.
Nobody else
yeah,
on that show.
He had that tail. Remember he had a tail? In
oh,
and
Shallow Hal?
Yeah.
Oh, it's right. Hilarious. Yeah.
And then the chia hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Aaron Paul won something? That dude was in Mission
Aaron
Impossible
Paul won,
3.
Anna Gunn won, Bryan Cranston won, and then Breaking Bad run. One.
Yeah.
Doesn't he look like Errol Flynn in that picture?
He actually does.
Yeah, weird, right? I was like, oh, is he doing an Errol Flynn biopic? Speaking
awesome.
Of biopics, actually news while Joe's looking at that before he actually says anything. Biopic. Did you see who's playing Richard Pryor?
I heard it was
Mike Epps.
Mike Epps is?
Yep.
That dude's a horrible actor.
Ugh, I know, right?
Because there was
Stupid
all
Lee
kinds
Daniels.
Of...
Hey, Lee Daniels, write about a fucking butler again. Instead of ruining biopics for... Richard Pryor.
It's got to be better people. Like
anybody except for Mike Epps.
Mike Epps is pretty rough.
How about Terry Crews?
Oh, my God.
Richard Pryor, the steroid years.
Coke does weird things, people.
Very weird things. Power! Old Spice body spray!
It's just a fucking tiger that just pops in the scene every now and then.
Richard Pryor!
Uh-oh.
Almost got it.
Almost got it. Almost had a spit take, and it wasn't
fire,
Munger.
Doesn't bother to put it out.
Yep, he's like,
let it burn!
Ah! Madden TV commercial.
Well,
watch
like,
it
who,
now.
Who would you... Because I know Nick Cannon was in running for...
Yeah, but
one
he
of the
sucks
Wayans brothers was talked about it for a little while,
I would
too.
Let... we had discussion. Sean, right? The nut less annoying one?
Yes.
Sean's
yeah.
The
more serious
one. Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd let him do it.
I think he could have done it. I don't know. Jamie Foxx?
Maybe. I mean, he's been doing
he's
a lot.
He's kind
of
older
stuff,
now, though,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
But I think he would have been.
He would have. Well.
Morgan Freeman.
Why I'm looking
at Oh, shit.
That would have been phenomenal.
Live just on the Sunset Strip.
just to hear him, like, cuss would be amazing.
Right?
Like, it'd be awesome. Oh, and Oprah Winfrey's playing his mother.
Okay. That doesn't bug me or anything, yeah. But...
Just
but it's,
meh.
Yeah, it's like, Mike Epps, you couldn't find anybody else
who's,
like that?
Who's gonna play Chevy Chase in their awesome bit from SNL?
why not Chevy Chase? He's not doing anything.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Hey, you crazy racist from Community, come on over. We're not doing that show anymore. Is he coming back? Did they say? I know Donald Glover said he wants to come back, but he's not scheduled yet to come back for Community now that it's on the Yahoo screen.
I don't know.
Because I like the super crazy racist character that
I Chevy dug Chase the new guy, though, the new old guy. What's his name?
The shop teacher.
What is he? He used to be a cop in it.
Yeah. Well, he anyway, also was that funny. Guy's hilarious. You know why he used to be a cop in the show, right? Because he played a former cop in Breaking Bad. The guy. Oh, is that where he's from? I can't remember his name on Breaking Bad. The dude that was he's training Jesse to be like the bag man and everything for. Mike, right?
Yeah, Mike. Yeah.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah. He's in the last season of Community. Because wow, apparently they need another old scary. Guy. Yeah.
He's hilarious. You didn't see the last season?
He's
super hilarious.
I don't watch never watched Community. Yeah. I have watched Community, but I don't watch Community.
Yeah,
it's good. You should watch it.
But he played a former cop whose life went out of control and then became a teacher part-time because he needed money, but he wants to be an animator.
A cartoonist,
yeah. And he does this fucking duck? Cartoon strip about a duck, and it's the fucking worst thing ever.
Pretty great. Yeah. Hey, speaking of ducks, did you see the pop vinyl for Howard the Duck?
Yeah, and I want to get one.
Really? Amazing.
Yeah, and it's the releasing the same time. Yeah, they're the limited edition.
They announced that somebody's making an actual animated dancing baby group in the pot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I don't care how much money that is.
Well, the first one that came out, if you pre-order the Rocket Groot statue from General Giant, you get a baby Groot. But it doesn't dance. And then someone made one, which looked kind of cool, but kind of looked shitty too.
I saw that one. But an actual place is making a dancing, automated dancing.
Yeah, there's the Howard the Duck one.
Awesome. That's old school Howard the Duck too.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's like, I wanted the martini glass though.
Yeah, that would have added to
it. Look at his hand. Like, he looks like he should be holding a martini glass.
That's going to be one of the dual releases, you know?
What else is awesome?
It's like the Walking Dead.
Have you seen the new Walking Dead one where you can pull them apart?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Even more adorable than the one from the movie.
Yeah, the Groot. The baby Groot.
Smile.
Yeah. Dude, but those things, they scare me because I know as soon as I finally buy one, I'm just going to buy all of them.
About to stop. And then see if they have the new Walking Dead one. It's Walking Dead pop vinyl. I can't remember what it's called because it's like you can separate him. Like you could tear him apart and his stomach splits in half. It's pretty funny. Like the Game of Thrones when we saw the Eddard where his head had popped off. And that was really funny. It's inside the package. It was a mistake, obviously.
Well, it's like all the Walking Dead ones have the ones without blood and the ones with blood.
Yeah, the blood splatter ones. Go scroll down. I don't
know if they got the screwdriver one.
Yeah, and it's a brand new
one. Is that a Stan Lee one?
Where?
Down?
Or? Oh, yeah. Yes. But I don't think it's real, obviously.
No, there's a Stan Lee.
This is obviously drawn. Oh,
yeah, definitely.
It looks like maybe it was a con exclusive.
You're a con exclusive.
Woo, I'm worth something then.
It's Glenn Schoen. It's a brand new one, too. I saw it on the internet. You lift him up and he rips in half at the stomach. It's pretty funny.
Google doesn't show it, therefore it doesn't exist.
Oh, okay.
That's a true
that's
point.
Not right.
That is a true
your name,
point.
Joe. See what happens.
No, I do exist.
Just disappears. Holy shit.
Who was imagining that tall non-Canadian fuck this whole time?
Don't try to make it like you're not Canadian.
Yeah.
Are you going to give us your Emmy results, by the way?
Yeah, I thought that's what you were doing, Joe. No, you're the one who wanted to talk about the goddamn Emmy so fucking bad.
Yeah, I totally wanted to
anyway,
talk about those so bad.
Oh, anyways,
I won.
Look up. Shut your fucking mouth, Mike. go look up. Everybody's listening to this. Pause the podcast. Go to YouTube and type in We Are Yankovic Emmy performance and watch it because it's fantastic.
What did he perform?
He did the intro music for best dramatic series. And so he, instead of just being like Mad Men like that, he did little songs to the theme song of the shows.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. And then when he gets the Game of Thrones one, he did this thing was like basically like he had backup dancers in it that would like have different outfits on and they were dressed like people from like that, and then Andy Samberg came out dressed as Joffrey.
Nice.
And it was awesome. And then but they did a bunch of things and they did a spoiler and they even sang spoiler into the song. It's pretty funny because it talked about spoiler Joffrey's death. Oh, sorry.
What?
Yeah.
I don't watch. I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're not cool.
no, not at all.
But then he's like, brings up a part in the song about George R. R. Martin needs to start writing scripts, writing faster because they need scripts. And then had someone dressed like a Stark walk over and give George R. R. Martin an actual typewriter in the crowd, and he started playing with it. It was actually working.
Nice.
It was pretty funny. It was hilarious. I thought it was funny.
I do have to watch that.
Yeah.
Nah.
We'll watch it when we're done with this.
All right.
Yay.
Let's finish this.
Oh, they have a Herschel missing a leg pop vinyl. That's depressing.
Yeah. You didn't see that one? I thought we saw it.
I've seen the regular one. I've never seen it.
McFarlane's Toys when it was actually open.
Oh, look. I found the one where he tears in half really quickly.
It's the... Yeah.
Oh, that's the one from season two, the one in the well?
Yeah, the well walker. Yeah,
gross.
And you can see the rope, and then he separates. It's like
gross.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I was looking for a better picture of it. I saw it right there.
Oh, yeah. I was going to go to Pop Vinyl's website, but it fucking blows, so don't ever go to that on a mobile device or a computer, because it blows on both.
It's super slow.
We literally, it's Mike like and I ran through the list of the whole ones, and it took us like an hour and a half to get through all of them. There are a lot, don't be wrong. It's just the...
Is there an actual count?
Like no, it's so... Are? The numbers are fucked up because there's like 74 different 72s because each series has their own numbering.
Yeah.
So there's like not... It's like not like if you look for number 153, it's going to be Herschel with missing a leg. Because if you type in 153, you're going to find something else because it goes by the series. And they're super random in numbers,
there's too. 738 of them total.
Yeah, Mike just made that up.
Yep.
Yep. That's what you're reaching in your butt for.
That's smell.
I don't even understand that.
Because you pulled that number out of your ass.
Oh, okay. You're gross. Oh,
God.
Anyway, go back to the Emmys thing.
What are you doing? Stop.
What tab is it?
It's not a tab. I was
Baloo. They have a Baloo. I don't know why it came up with Walking
the bear,
Dead.
Or?
Yeah, Baloo the Bear, and there's a Jafar. I don't know why they came up with Walking Dead pop vinyl, but... I mean, they're pop vinyl, so I mean, that's
Google's
the
drunk.
Google is super
go
drunk
home,
because
Google, you're drunk.
Mary Poppins shows up. If Mary Poppins shows up in Walking Dead season 5, I will lose my mind.
A spoonful.
She's
of
just
sugar.
Fucking zombies up with her purse, like, spoonful of sugar makes the undead go away, and just fucking breaks him in the face. Oh my God. Sorry.
That would be actually pretty funny.
And then, like, they escape a horde because of the bed knobs and broomsticks.
And broomsticks.
And then what's the...
So they get help from what's his name?
Yeah, what's the...
The chimney sweep, but...
Yeah.
Dick Van Dyke?
Dick Van Dyke.
What's the... Blake Van Dyke? The one with the car? Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
Yeah, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
You use that, just and the wings come out, just fucking slice him in half? Oh, my God.
It's like...
Disney does The Walking Dead. Disney owns every major franchise.
That'd be like a Dead Rising moment, too, if the wings come out and just starts chopping them down.
Start combining.
All of a sudden, there's a flamethrower on the front.
Someone drives up in a forklift / firework truck and starts fucking shooting them everywhere.
No, someone's gonna make that now.
Let's
right?
do this now.
I'm okay.
A
with
Walking
it.
Dead,
Dead Rising crossover.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. But imagine, I mean, because that has to exist in a way in that world because there has to be a Disneyland and a Disney World there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where are they at in the show now? Are they still in Atlanta?
Just they're in Atlanta. Yeah. Well, they're outside of Atlanta
like
now. They're
it,
in Georgia
in
still. Well, they're in Georgia. They're not in Atlanta.
They should be like but at least to Texas by now. Or
they're
actually headed the other way. They're going to Washington D.C. So
yes.
Texas.
Why are they
be,
going to D.C.?
Because there's supposed to be a cure there.
Well, part of them.
You know that's
the,
not going to
the
work.
The other part are trapped at that place.
No, they're all there because they went. The terminus was on the way there.
That's right. Yeah.
Pay attention, Jesus.
Hey, I only watched it once.
I only watched it once.
I don't know why that's an excuse.
I don't know either.
Yeah. Hey, do the Bengal tiger thing.
Bengal tiger!
He made me think of it when he said, I only watched it once.
Everybody,
Bengal tiger.
Again,
we need the explanation.
Pause this episode and Google, or if you're on your mobile phone and you can just go out to Google search. And Google search Kenny the Tiger. And you will hate me forever. Unless you're just like me, and then you'll laugh. But just remember the words, Bengal Tiger, and it'll make you laugh 4 days. 4 days.
4 days.
4 days. That's
just,
it.
If just
you laugh
days,
more than 4 days,
you're
you are
a fucking
fucked up
villain.
Person.
A villain.
Where are these Emmy results? Jesus, Joe.
I didn't know we were actually going over the Emmy results.
You wanted to bring them up?
Just say the big ones. Something that happened. The big ones. Who was best actor?
In a dramatic series is Bryan Cranston.
Bryan Cranston.
All right. Who's the worst actor?
I'd have to go over to the Razzies for that.
Best worst actor.
Do they do Razzies for Emmys? I thought it was just for Oscars.
Movies?
I don't know.
Fuck them.
Because, I mean, it's pretty awful shows.
Yeah.
Fox should get an Emmy for canceling as much shows as possible.
Every show.
Hey, guys.
Put everything on for a season. And then cancel it.
Did you know that Fox even played Simpsons out of order?
I didn't, but I imagine that they did. I mean, but that was a show you don't really need to play in
order. Oh.
Well, no, because there's... God, don't even bring that up. There's a fact that in the sixth season, there's an episode where Homer talks about something that he has that actually happens in an episode later that he gets it because it was supposed to happen before. And it's like... Because we were talking about work the other day. The episodes don't ever really go together, just little bits of jokes and stuff. And that happened to be one of them. And I looked it up, and sure enough, Fox played it out of order because that's what Fox does.
So I wonder then if it's in order on the DVDs, and did FX play it in
FX
order?
FX played it out of order because that's when I saw it.
Played it out of order.
Yeah, because I...
They're just copying.
Yeah, because I saw it at work when I was on break there because The Simpsons have been playing in the break room at work for the last 6 days.
It's awesome.
It's amazing. So I saw the episode there, and then I came home, and oh my God, my TV was on FXX still, so I watched The Simpsons more. I'm so behind on recorded television because I've been watching The Simpsons like over and over again because it's been years since I've seen
it. Isn't it all going to an on-demand service?
So it's going to go to FXX or FX Now, and then they're going to have every Simpsons ever like a subscription where you pay a monthly fee and you can watch all the Simpsons episodes on demand whenever you want, including the movie. And it's the dumbest thing in the world.
How much is really the?
They haven't announced yet.
They haven't.
No. Depending on how much it is, it might be okay, but
nah, I can't because a monthly fee to watch the same episodes over and over again. It's like
if you just there's like a gajillion Netflix, fucking awesome.
There's 552 episodes in a 2-hour movie, so
which would take you 12 days to watch if you watched them all.
It's actually less than 12 days if you watch them straight because you don't have commercials.
Are you taking into account like taking a shit or going to sleep?
Nope,
don't
do any of that.
If you to watch them back to back all the way through, it takes you almost it's like 11 days and 6 hours.
So like a normal or a borderline normal person who would take time for work, and
fuck's that supposed to mean?
And
borderline,
because you know, shut up. how long do you think it would take? Like, say if we made the concentrated effort to watch them all in order.
Depends on how many episodes you want to watch in a day and how often we have to sleep.
I would say if you
how many hours of sleep do you want to plan? Well, do you want 8 hours of sleep?
I mean, I think we'll plan it, like, if you not
and,
plan
and work,
late,
but I'm saying
eight,
like could like, you do it? I thought
we were gonna quit our jobs or something.
Yeah, 2 months.
I have plenty of time, vacation time to take. So like, if you guys want to do this, I will just take vacation because work.
I would think he means like how much TV do you watch a night, and then.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how many hours do you watch a day?
If a person who works 30 hours a week and sleeps normal, but devoted all their TV time and free time to
The Simpsons,
should knock it out in 2 months.
I would say a little earlier than that. I would say maybe a month, month and a half.
You could watch all of them in a month for sure.
Yeah,
man, that's a lot of.
Because if they're doing back to back 12 days, if you were to divide that up between 30 days, you could easily watch all those. I mean, it'd be all you would watch every time you're not, you know, eating
just
shit.
Pay for the subscription once, 1 month, 2 months tops, depending on how much it is, and then bang them all out and then be done with it.
I did see someone tweet that they their DVR broke because they were recording all of them.
How would they do that?
Well, they just started recording and it just like record all. And so it's been going. And then they tweeted because there's a Twitter account for it, and they hashtagged the Every Simpsons Ever, which is their hashtag to follow, and they said, "Yeah, I had to get it. I can't watch it right now because my DVR froze up and it won't restart. It said overheated because it was just all it was doing for the last 5 days for 24 hours a day was recording FFX all the way through. So 5 straight days of recording. Apparently, your DVR breaks down.
Which good note, kids. Yeah. Keep that in mind when you're on a marathon of stuff."
Yeah, don't do it, because it's dummy stuff.
Dummy stuff?
Well, that's the best I could do without saying stupid idiot stuff.
So if I watched 5 hours a day of TV,
right,
for 7 days a week. That's 35 hours. So that'd be, since they're half-hour episodes, that'd be 70 episodes a week. And there's 500 and something episodes. So, yeah, a good month and a half.
Months, yeah. I'm going to do it. I have nothing else going on.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, did the Simpsons win an Emmy?
No. I don't think they've won an Emmy for a while.
Why not? They're the Simpsons. Shouldn't they just be grandfathered in for an Emmy?
Yeah, they just win all the animated.
Any animated ones? Oh, I was going to, because this keeps coming up because you're looking up Razzies, and the ad has a picture of the cover art from Blended, that Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore movie.
God damn it.
No, that's the they won the Razzie for the worst new DVD this week.
Which is funny, because his story is going to make that even funnier.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, story.
At a certain retailer.
Ooh. Yeah, a certain one. For some reason, at a certain location, completely sold out by about 6 o'clock at night of all the Blended DVDs and Blu-rays.
Now, to be fair, how many did you get in?
A full box of each.
So 12 per?
No, the bigger boxes.
Right. So 100.
There's usually 30 in a box.
Yeah, so at least 60 different versions.
The big
at least.
Single box, the big double box?
The single box.
So 30 DVDs and it's more Blu-rays though,
yeah,
right?
There's a couple more Blu-rays in it. But anyway,
paper at the end, so.
There's at least 60 DVDs and Blu-rays
Did anybody see these things being purchased? Because I'd imagine...
Who would steal them?
No, because I imagine that if you saw the one guy who probably that went through and bought them all, and he was just sitting there talking like this, and he was just... It's Adam Sandler in disguise just buying up all the movies, trying to get rid of them.
We're removing the evidence. Or what movie are you talking about?
Just nice. Followed by some girl doing the same thing, like, for some reason.
That looks exactly like him.
Drew Barrymore.
Oh, I was like he pulled a Jack and Jill to buy all the copies of Splendid.
His sister is behind him coming in next. Oh! Getting rest.
Wow. That, Jack and Jill does have one of the best poop scenes in a movie ever, though.
I don't care.
I watched that one time for some reason. I don't know if I was high or something, but... she goes out and has tacos for the first time with the gardener from Adam Sandler's house because she made friends with him because she's a weirdo and no one likes her. And so she goes and she has, like, Mexican food for the first time and comes back and has the shits. So she's walking and she has the walker, so like that, and she goes in there. And he's trying to talk to her through the door and she's just shitting. So, oh, God, dude, like, it's so funny. Poop is hilarious to me, so.
Poop is hilarious.
That's what I do.
One of the my favorite poop jokes ever was the running one in Always Sunny.
Running?
Yeah. Oh, Always Sunny. The runny one, the running one. The Who Pooped the Bed?
Yeah, Who Pooped the Bed episode. And then at the end of the episode, Frank's like, nah, it was me. I did all the poops. Why would you do that? Because poop's funny. I did another one while she was talking. It's just a turd.
Yep.
The floor. You got the one in South Park who deuced in the urinal.
Yeah.
And then every time he changes it.
Who left the poopy stick the George Carlin joke brought to life in CKY?
Oh, a grown man running at full speed
digging a shit. So he eats a whole box of laxatives and just runs with a jockstrap on. His rooster tail shit. Have you seen that?
The worst part about it, because it was one of the CKY videos, and so. Because I don't think they could have gotten away with that.
Oh, no, you can put it on TV for sure.
He comes walking up, and of course, he's got shit all over his ass and the back of his legs. But he turns around, and it's all over the front, too. Like, it's completely covered the front area. Back,
yeah.
There was some gross movie, and I can't remember what it was called, but Pearl one night goes, you want to see something gross? Watch this poop scene that's about to come up. And it was a guy in a hotel who gets locked out of his room, and he's wearing just a pair of underwear. Movie came out a couple years ago. And he goes down to the lobby, tries to find a bathroom, and he's going through the lobby. He's literally leaving a trail behind him. And it was just gross as hell.
Nasty.
And then once he gets into the actual stall, if I remember correctly, there's no toilet paper in there either.
The Munger honeymoon video.
It was nasty. It was really nasty.
Excellent.
A lot of good poop jokes. I'm thinking of all the poop jokes in movies now, and I'm thinking of Austin Powers. Nice.
Who does number two work for? You give him hell.
That's right. You show him who's boss, buddy. Bite your lip. Give it hell.
Oh, buddy, don't blow out an O-ring.
That's a, There's a gross one in Formula 51.
Where the guy's, no, that's just the gross movie.
Yeah, why would, yeah. But there's a scene where the,
what
these,
a dummy.
These punks think he's making drugs for him, and he really just makes laxatives and gives it to him.
Nice.
And then, of course, you got the scene in Kick-Ass 2 where she hits the girls with the sick stick.
Yeah.
That's enough shit talk, guys.
Is it, though?
I don't think there's ever enough shit talk.
Shit jokes are like the bacon of jokes. You can't get enough of it.
That's good. You just compared shit and bacon.
No, shit jokes and bacon. There's a difference there.
Yeah, but like I ate bacon this morning, and now...
And now you basically just ate shit.
Exactly.
You ate a shit joke. You ate the food version of a shit joke.
Hey, Joe, you want to go get some breakfast? Maybe some shit and eggs?
Oh, yeah, that sounds good, because I like bacon.
No, shit jokes and eggs.
Okay.
Got to change it to an SLT now.
yuck.
SJT now. Shit jokes.
Shit joke, one word, two words. I'm making one word for the sandwich.
Yeah.
To keep the integrity of the initials of the sandwich.
You want to throw an A in there because of the word and? Are you making that a word too?
Nope, that's not a word.
The B does work. You know, bowel movement, lettuce, and tomato.
See?
You're disgusting.
Yeah, you are filthy. Shut your what mouth, wrong Eric. With Jesus.
You? We're sitting here trying to do a podcast. All you talk about is shit all the time.
Shit. It's all you
shit
want about.
This and shit that. And there's this funny shit scene in a fucking movie. You know what? You're gross.
Yeah, you're disgusting. Sir.
Anyway, can we talk about how I won all the Emmys last night?
Can we talk about how it wasn't last night and it was the night before and so Mike has no idea what he was talking about?
Well, I was still up from the after party.
That's how he won all the Emmys last night.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
He's not talking about the real Emmys.
The ones that count.
He's talking about EMMIES.
Yeah, I won all those.
Gotcha. Emmys. So, anyways.
Since we're back to it now, I was looking through more of it. I saw Stephen Moffat won for outstanding writing.
And a dramatic
I'm not sure because the way Google is formatting it, it just kind of cuts off writing and just...
Whatever.
He won for Sherlock.
Anyway.
Martin Freeman also won. I'm assuming for Sherlock as well.
Morgan's little brother.
And so did Benedict Cumberbatch.
Supporting actor, and then Benedict Cumberbatch for lead actor.
I thought the same thing.
Louis C.K., he won one?
Yeah, he won for outstanding writing
in a
comedy series.
Yeah.
Only problem is his show's not a fucking comedy, so can't win for comedy. That doesn't work. Stephen Colbert.
Best variety.
Fuck that guy.
Oh, I actually like
him. Aaron Paul. Oh, I mentioned this earlier, but I watched Mission Impossible 3, and it made me laugh when I saw Aaron Paul in it for like two quick little scenes. And he fucked everything up in both scenes.
What the hell did Sarah Silverman win for? It says outstanding writing.
Probably on Louis C.K., right?
She writes for Louis C.K.?
No, Louis only won for one. It was him.
Was it for her stand-up that was on?
No.
Her special that was, no?
No. I don't know. I'm just giving you an answer.
No, it wasn't.
It was for
dumb.
Her guest appearance on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Yeah. I guess.
Wow, there's a reference.
That show's great. Depending on who the guest is.
Yeah, but I say.
Sometimes, not so good.
That's true.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, she's 43 as well.
Yep.
I saw an old episode of Star Trek that she was on. Made me laugh.
Really?
Oh, she was like,
Sarah Silverman?
18 or 19, like way young Sarah Silverman.
It's the Outstanding Comedy Series, Modern Family one. Outstanding Drama Series, Breaking Bad one.
Oh, look at Cody doing everything that we were talking about doing earlier. Joe
because I click on links that actually have them on there.
Hey.
Outstanding Variety
look at
Series.
Cody just doing the thing instead of waiting for you fucks to actually agree whether you want to do it or not.
What's,
wow.
Whoa. What are you
someone's
talking
angry.
About?
Anyways, Outstanding Variety Series, The Colbert Report. Outstanding Miniseries, Fargo, which I didn't know was a miniseries.
I thought it was just a regular series.
But then if you look at the other stuff, American Horror Story, Coven, they consider it a miniseries even though it's like
yeah,
would Almost Human be considered a miniseries since it only lasted one season?
No, because it's supposed to be an ongoing series.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Outstanding Television Movie, The Normal Heart. Outstanding Reality Competition Program, The Amazing Race.
That's horseshit. There's no reality shows that deserve Emmys.
That's
true. Don't give them awards.
Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series.
Yeah.
Will you listen?
No.
Yeah.
Outstanding Lead Actor in a Comedy Series, Jim Parsons for Big Bang Theory. Outstanding Lead Actress in a Comedy Series, Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep. Outstanding Lead Actor in a Drama Series, Bryan Cranston for Breaking Bad. Outstanding lead actress in a drama series was Juliana Margulies for The Good Wife. Outstanding lead actor in a miniseries or movie was Benedict Cumberbatch for Sherlock Holmes. Outstanding lead actress in a miniseries or movie was Jessica Lange for American Horror Story, Coven. Outstanding supporting actor in a comedy series was Ty Burrell for Modern Family. Outstanding supporting actress in a comedy series was Allison Janney for Mom. Which is funny because she also won another one we'll get to in a minute, too. I thought it was pretty funny. Outstanding supporting actor
was
in a drama
for
series.
Dad?
No. Oh.
She's not in that one.
Yeah, because that's not on the air anymore. Outstanding supporting actor in a drama series is Aaron Paul for Breaking Bad. Outstanding supporting actress in a drama series is Anna Gunn for Breaking Bad. Outstanding supporting actor in a miniseries or movie was Martin Freeman for Sherlock. Outstanding supporting actress in a miniseries or movie is Kathy Bates for American Horror Story. Outstanding director for comedy series went to Modern Family for the episode of Las Vegas, as I listed. Outstanding director for drama series was True Detective, which is pretty cool. Outstanding director...
Have they announced the cast for season 2 yet?
No, not yet. There's still rumors that it's going to be females because everybody's going to women now for some reason.
Never mind. Go.
Because I don't want to say it out loud because people hate me. Outstanding director of variety special was Glenn Wise for the 67th Tony Awards, which seems odd.
The Tony Awards won an Emmy?
Yeah, because it's on TV.
Don't give award shows awards.
An award for an award?
That's stupid.
How many other, what else was
they should have given it to Yeehaw.
Was VH1, or I mean not VH, MTV Movie Awards?
The Beatles' Night That Changed America.
That could have won an award. It's not an award show.
86th Academy Awards was listed. The Kennedy Center Honors.
I thought for a second you were going to say the Kennedy assassination. I was like, whoa, what the fuck?
What was that special they just had?
Because it was the anniversary?
Yeah, the Kennedy killer or whatever it is.
And to the right.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of random shit. Outstanding director for a miniseries, movie, or dramatic special, Fargo. Outstanding writing for comedy series was Louis. Louis C.K. won that for his show Louis, I should say. Outstanding writing for drama series, Breaking Bad. Outstanding writing for variety special, Sarah Silverman, We Are Miracles. Oh, the one she did for HBO.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah. Outstanding writing for a miniseries, movie, or dramatic special, Sherlock. Stephen Moffat won for that.
Now he just needs to keep writing. Somebody needs to tie him to a desk.
Yeah, because that's
what George R. R. Martin just to finish things.
Well, George R. Martin fucking writes giant goddamn manuscripts.
I know, but he
giant goddamn ones.
It's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
That it?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. So fuck the Emmys. Are they going to give awards out for failed movie careers after winning these?
Well, no, that'd be Oscars because these people are on TV.
No, because all these people are going to jump to movies and then not work out.
No, that's the old days. Now it's once they win an Academy Award, then they drop to TV.
And then not work out.
Yeah.
And then
drop off
the face of the planet. Because Aaron Paul has already started his movie career, and it was
awful.
Well,
it's because he's never really done movies, and now that he's a big star, he wanted to jump to movies, because that's normal for someone who's young like that.
I was talking about it, Mission Impossible 3.
No, it's like...
Scene stealer.
Scene stealer? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Two scenes,
and he probably died in one of them.
Yeah.
Should have died in one of them.
Bryan Cranston is going to have a pretty good film career, but other than that, none of these people are going
to
make it.
Well, they started, just need to pick for the most part. Good movies to
doesn't
do
happen, dude.
There's probably won't because they're not.
There's a small handful of TV famous actors that jump to movies and make it work.
Well, yeah.
Like throughout history.
Yeah.
So all these fucking award winners for Emmys are not going to, like, one. Or
nobody
two.
Say that they're going to.
Yeah, but isn't that weird? Like, don't you think if you can act on TV, you should be able to act in
a
movie?
No.
Really?
It's different.
I know it's different, but it's still fucking acting, dude. Like,
it all comes down to source, sir.
Yeah.
Because Need for Speed, not the greatest source.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you need to pick better projects. I understand, but that's the kind of a double-edged sword on that, because I say you need to pick better projects, but at the same time, since you don't really do movies, they're not really going to pitch you, you know, some awesome
all these people
lead roles in
should have
large
just
movies.
Worked with Joss Whedon in TV, and then he could just put them in Marvel movies.
That's true.
That's what he does.
Duh.
But nobody, not everybody gets that honor.
I don't think John Hamm's going to make it as a movie star either.
Isn't that baseball one?
Yeah, that was bad. What was that one called? $1 Million Arm.
That's the one, yeah. With all the Indians.
Red Dot.
Indians.
Yeah. He's not going to make it, I don't think. I hope he does, because I think John Hamm's funny.
He's a fucking tree trunk of a dick.
He's gonna do a pirate movie with Fassbender, and there's gonna be lots of sword
fighting
scenes.
Fucking just swinging dick.
It's gonna be called Sword Fighter. It's gonna be like Highlander, but with more dong.
Which head do you have to cut off?
Exactly.
Depends on what power you want to absorb.
Well, I mean, obviously, you want a bigger sword. You want a bigger, more powerful sword, right?
That's gross.
How many heads John Hamm must have cut off? Ridiculous.
Is that how people get giant dongs?
In your world, yeah. Little weird Highlander pirate movie thing you just made up.
Yeah.
Be out next fall on Fox. Be canceled halfway through the season, and then it won't play in order.
Yep. It'll be good, though. It'll win an Emmy.
Starring, and what's his name from Black Sails? John Malkovich.
John Malkovich.
That's not Black Sails.
It was
whatever.
Crossbones. Yeah. I don't watch that stuff. That's why I was going to Eric.
Yeah, I stopped watching it because it's bad.
Crossbones?
And yeah. Munger, awful. Yes. Munger loves pirates, too.
Loves pirates.
Yeah, loves
that,
them.
That really
loves like, pirates.
Loves pirates.
That show was really not about pirates. Oh,
it's just stuck. Relax. It's just stuck. Relax.
Oh, we're going to pink sock it.
You got to relax it a little bit.
Break it.
Are they still going?
I don't know.
Renewed it for a second season.
They renewed it for, but I mean, is it the season still going or?
No, I think it ended already.
I don't know. I deleted it off my DVR. So
yeah, I think it ended already.
I was done after the first three. I was like, this is stupid.
I was done after I listened to John Malkovich talk about it.
Yeah.
I figured I'd give it a shot, and yeah.
And he doesn't look like anything like a Blackbeard either, so. Yeah.
Between that show, I'd rather watch what comes out of the end of a shotgun while I pull the trigger.
I was gonna say something.
No.
Is that the name of the Kurt Cobain biopic?
That one's okay.
Okay, yes.
Spent enough time for that one.
Yeah, more than what, 15 years? Is that when I can make the
whatever.
Joke?
Whatever. Is right. It a 10 year? I think it's 10 years before you can joke about people killing themselves.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yes. Now I know when to say it.
Has it really been 15 years?
Oh, way longer than
that. Yeah. No, that would be, yeah. It would be like 17 years or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, it was in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Because I was in the junior highs.
I was not. I don't think
Mike wasn't born yet.
Yeah, I don't think he was.
Mike's 12.
Emotionally.
Yeah, at least he said emotionally.
Physically, he's like 15.
Whoa, that's a rough 15,
that's
sir.
That's a big, big 15-year-old.
You have a future in football, sir.
Yes. What else did I want? I wanted to talk about something. Fuck the internets, because I'm still mad about Ninja Turtles getting such a bad.
Fuck! It's just not to be the internet. It's just people in general being stupid.
Like, are you upset about critical reviews or just like
it got
people watching?
Greenlit for a sequel, so
yeah. I'm super excited because I liked it a lot.
Fucking Casey Jones, baby.
Better be.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just hate how it's still everyone's all like, no, Michael Bay ruining my child.
Michael
Fuck
Bay
off,
didn't
dude.
Have anything to do with it.
Well,
he's a producer. But I mean, he doesn't really. He's not the
director.
He wrote it. It's not like he directed it.
Yeah. And then did you see like the bad concept art? Some of it is leaked out, and they're like, this is what Michael Bay wanted them to look like. I'm like, yo, it's concept art.
Yeah, he didn't design those.
There's a bunch of concept art out there for the Turtles.
Exactly.
Like, have you ever seen some of the Star Wars concept art?
Or even, like, Chewie?
Yeah. Just the ships in general.
Well, the original Chewie didn't have hair.
Yeah.
Looked like a raisin.
Yeah.
And then, was it Luke or Han that had, like, the weird mask? Like,
it was Luke.
Luke had like a weird.
He was the
less
Darth
cool Star Lord-ish.
All movies have shitty concept art.
Yeah. I just get mad because then like people are still
except for Mike the
it.
Movie.
Yeah.
Mike the movie is just straight pictures of Mike naked, wearing a sock, but not on his dick. It's actually on his foot.
Yeah. My feet get cold.
Only one, though. It's his left foot.
Yeah.
Right foot, it's perfectly fine.
My left foot is my power traction foot, so I need some grip. I go barefoot. I'm just slipping all over the place.
Yeah. Yeah, Chili Peppers. Socks go in the feet, not the junk.
Yeah, stupid.
Let that shit hang.
Anyway, that's enough dick talk, I guess. We covered shit and dick.
Well, there's two things off Mike's podcast bucket list. Mike makes a bucket list for every show we record, and today
tries to work
two of the three things he had on there were dicks and poop jokes,
and Ninja Turtles.
Oh, so all three got hit. Yeah, there
good.
You go.
We're good. We could wrap this bitch up. I'm not gonna say. I'm just gonna go outside and grab a sandwich or something. You guys finish up. Let me know when you're done.
I'm gonna go on a sandwich break. I'll rat. Get out of the way.
You guys want anything while I'm gone?
Yeah, we're gonna talk. More
so
about
who do you put? Who do you, we talked about this a little bit, but now that we know, like, who do you cast in second Turtles?
I want to see Casey Jones for sure.
Yeah. John Hamm is Casey Jones.
Okay,
just kidding. That
he's
was
just
weird.
Hanging dong.
He hits people with his dick
instead of a hockey stick.
It's a different type of hockey.
He has like the, you know, he tape up the handle because he taped up his dick just like just hits people with it.
Add some sting to it.
Baxter Stockman for sure.
I would guess more than he was in the movie.
Yeah,
because you could
more than the non.
Because most death was attached to be Baxter Stockman at one point.
And then they reduced the role, he backed out, I guess. Or they reduced it after he backed out.
Yeah. Or, yeah. And then, so, who you go Baxter Stockman? If you had a cast.
I would think,
I like the guy they had for
it. The guy is in the movie. He's credited for being
Yeah, they're going to change it, though.
I hope
they cast him.
I hate when they do that.
It's not going to matter. He was just,
like, he's in the background.
I'd imagine that he actually had... Like,
oh, I'm sure he got cut off, yeah.
But then they just cut it out for time or whatnot.
So they could cast somebody that people know.
Well, Mary Jane Watson, that shit. Yeah, we filmed footage with her. Cut it. We'll
do
someone else.
I think they replace him.
But then I would say...
Okay, with who?
Jamie Foxx.
Ew, no. Do you see his Electro?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Look cool.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, until he moved. He realized, it's Morgan Freeman.
Mike Epps. Just kidding.
Go fuck yourself.
A Wayne's. No. You could do
someone like serious.
Wayne's Jr. You could do Damon Jr.
Terry Crews.
Jesus Christ. When he comes out the other end, he's just giant fucking flies.
He starts off as Damon Wayne's Jr. ends up as Terry Crews.
Who was the guy from
the Black Hulk?
Yeah, like Real Husbands of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the clips of that?
Uh-uh.
I saw a couple episodes, but then I
realized it was
lost
awful.
Them. Now it's kind of funny, but like Robin Thicke
sounds like a black chick.
Yeah, it sounds like a black chick's name. Weird, Robin Thicke. Anyway, Robin Thicke, when he gets angry, he turns into Terry Crews in the show.
Yeah,
this is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Anyway,
go ahead. I think there's plenty of people you could get.
You put Rocksteady and Bebop in it. Do you introduce Dimension X?
Yes.
Yeah, I would think at the very end, because then you could lead into a third one.
A Krang.
Should have been in the first one, so you could lead up to more mutants.
Right.
And then the third one would be into, because at the end of the movie, you could have, like, in a stinger.
Like it shows the Technodrome.
Yep.
And
like
Dimension
you see, like,
X.
A rift, like they did in the show, where you see the rift in the inside the building, and then they. Like, Shredder goes, and it's by this building. That's
exactly.
What he sounds like, but that was my impression of him.
The Technodrome would be pretty dope to see in.
Right?
Dude, get our boy to do it, the one that did the Shredder.
Oh, yeah.
Does, like, all the cameras name outs behind you somewhere?
We,
Isn't it Chen?
Hey, don't make sure you're not racist when you say it.
Yeah. something there. Keep talking. Keep going.
We even had this discussion like 3 or 4 days ago. I can't remember.
Anyway.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'm looking it up.
So this is what I do. I introduce Rocksteady and Bebop in the second one. And they're the main bad guys. And Shredder's pulling the strings. And you think Shredder's pulling the strings for them the whole time. But then at the very end, you tease Dimension X and Krang. Yeah.
John Giang. Check his stuff out at... orbitalharvest.com.
And he did concept art for
Avengers 2, the
Iron
first
Man 2.
In Iron Man 3, the first I want to say the first three Transformers movies.
He's done a shit ton of,
and then he did he did the concept art for Shredder and the new movie, and then he has some super secret stuff that we can't talk about.
Yeah.
Anyway, he's awesome, but he's the one that came up with mostly came up with Shredder.
Yeah, with the knives all over.
Mm-hmm. But that's what I do though. I have Rocksteady Bebop, and you think Shredder's running the show, and then by the end, you tease Krang, like you show Krang and Dimension X, and then you have a crazy Dimension X.
And then Krang can give Shredder the technology to make the foot soldiers robots so get chopped up.
Yeah. So you just see them in the
and they need to make the they need to make them like they up. Like the bats were in the original Joe cartoon where you can cut off limbs and they still keep fighting, so you have to destroy them completely.
Yeah,
that'd be dangerous. Can you imagine ninja robots?
Do you introduce that in the third one, but you introduce some Mausers in the second
Mausers would have to be a thing. Yeah. But I'd want the robot. I'd want that because by the time you go to the third one, it would be more of like you could do what they do in the newer cartoons where it's like a bunch of Krangs and stuff.
Do you do bigger Mausers in the movies? I always thought about that.
You would
that.
Start small, and then you'd get not
multiple
not like,
sizes. Yeah,
a little one about an inch and a half tall. No, you do like you do mediums, like pretty small ones, and then they like there's bigger ones.
I want them to be like 6 feet,
like raptors.
Yeah,
I think the final ones. Yeah,
yeah, the final
ones. Because you could have because so the way dumb. I'm imagining it is like the second one you could have because Baxter Stockman is the one that designs the Mausers.
He designs all the technology for
sure. So you could have like the second one is Shredder trying to hunt down the turtles using the Mausers. Yeah. And, you know, also develops Rocksteady and Bebop through the mutagen. And then that's pretty much what that whole
movie is
about.
Do you make them dumb, like, in the cartoon, or do you make them, like, vicious and fucking crazy?
No, you make them, like...
Bumbling idiots?
No, like, not so much bumbling idiots, but, like, more of, like, still a failed experiment. Like, they're not smart. Like, they didn't become intelligent like the turtles did.
I want them to be, like, vicious.
But they'll be,
like,
super fucking, like, mean, yeah. With like the fucking guns and shit.
Just tough brutes.
Yeah.
Two I think ex-wrestlers. They should defeat them by using num-nums.
Num-nums? Really?
And you can break into a ninja rap?
Yeah.
Go ninja.
Oh, yeah. I think I saw that movie already.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're dumb.
Yep.
Num-nums?
Num-nums?
Gross. But we have to have Super Shredder though, because you saw at the end of the first of this one, he got oozed.
Super
you
Shredder.
See his hand.
Yeah,
move.
Super Shredder was already like he's already started as Super Shredder.
Yeah, but
so
imagine
like
he's
Super
like,
Shredder would be like, fucking insane.
Uber Shredder.
Where are you gonna find an Asian dude that big?
It's called CGI.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. CGI. Yao Ming.
So weird.
No, he wanted him to be functional.
Yao Ming will probably blow his knee out trying to walk on stage.
At Comic-Con when they're introducing him. Oh, he's out. Shit.
Broken foot.
He starts out as that silhouette, and he looks all badass and stuff, and then steps into the light, and you're like, oh, where'd the hair come from? Is that Yao Ming?
Yao Ming? Gross.
This movie's going to be big in Houston.
Not anymore. Or that Jeremy, what's his name? The other Asian guy that got popular for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jeremy Lin?
Yeah.
He's like only 6'1", though.
Yeah, whatever. Dude, hey, Gandalf isn't actually that tall.
Tiny Shredder.
It's called camera work, buddy.
Nah. It'd make Tom Cruise look tall in some movies. That's pretty impressive.
They film him closer to the camera.
He's like 5'1" in real life.
Not 5'1", but yes.
Oh, you're right,
short.
4'11".
Yes, Mike, he's that short.
Okay, 7'3". I don't have a good concept of height.
Or numbers.
No.
So.
Because you just drastically went from 4'11 to 7'3".
More or less.
If you can't tell the difference between those two, you seriously have something wrong with you.
I have something wrong with
me. We know that.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Anything else? Ninja Turtles, Emmys. And I would like
Ninja
to thank
Turtles
everybody for all
win
the support.
An Emmy.
I should. If I hadn't won all of them, I'm pretty sure they would have gotten a couple. You guys were all nominated, though. I want you to know.
Oh, thanks.
I just happened to win. So it's an honor for you
I just
to be nominated.
Who voted on these?
Who?
Yeah.
Exactly.
We're running out of time, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Weird.
Yeah. Like, we should wrap this up.
I imagine that Mike was, like, so alone in his apartment
with no internet.
With no internet and TV that he, like, developed a bunch of little boxes for each individual category.
He tore down the boxes and made
moving boxes.
In his mind, they were glorious statues made out of cardboard, but they're really just bent pieces of cardboard that like he wrote stuff on and spelled it wrong.
He's nominated.
Most amazing dude ever. Mike. Let's look who won. Oh, my God. It was Mike. He has Jen presenting the awards.
Jen comes home, and she's like, I left you alone for like 8 hours. What happened?
I went crazy and made an award show.
And won my own award show.
Congratulations.
Look at all the people that showed up. He's got parts of the cardboard with people's names written on
them. Luke is just chewing on one of the boxes that is set up. Get away from there, dog.
Quit chewing on Luke Owen. Get it, Luke Owen.
His proudest moment, though, was his Lifetime Achievement Award.
Which I thought was a little early, but at least now I get a chance to win a couple more. So.
Yeah, you don't want to peak, though.
I know.
Nah. Next is the Nobel Peace Prize.
I am going to give myself one. I mean, I'm going to win one of those.
I'm sure you are.
I'm going to win an Oscar right after Oscar season, too. Again, spelled differently.
Except for he's going to get an Oscar, and it's going to be a little piece of wood that says the word Oscar on it, and it's going to have a hot dog on it. Gonna be a hot dog just sitting there. He's like, I want an Oscar. Meyer.
Baloney.
Yep. My Bologna has a first name. It's OACR. Sorry.
My award has a first name. It's OACR.
Gross. Anyway, if you guys want to send money to an Emmy winner, you can reach out to us on Facebook.
Yeah, about that.
We should start a Kickstarter.
For what?
Money.
Hey, it works for the guy with potato salad.
I want awards.
Yeah, dude, let's make some awards.
We're developing a book, a movie, and an award ceremony for Mike.
If you donate $100,
we will say
thank you. And send you an Owen. Yeah. Just me showing up door to door, hitting people in the nuts.
You open up a box and out the bottom of fist.
I'm here to give you your Owen. Wham! Oh, my nuts! You're welcome.
So that's going to be cash or credit? Or
So on the list here, it says you donated $15. That is a big Owen. Right in the nuts. How can you just hit one? I'm really good.
In your name. Unfortunately, this is going to happen. Yes.
The less you pay, the more frozen it is. Like the hot dog.
Oh.
Just hit you with a solid fucking hot dog. Just casualty.
Like one of those like the foot long fucking like too, so you can
Dave
get some
shot
good.
Adam's brother in the nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic. Bad. Paintball, not a real gun.
You ever been shot with a paintball?
Yeah.
Sucks hard,
paintball.
Dude.
Shot with a marble out of a paintball gun.
No,
that shit hurts too.
I witnessed. Something.
I got hit in the neck one time with a paintball.
Sir. Yeah, I witnessed someone getting hit in their
genitals.
Testicle.
And he lost one.
Yeah.
Oh. Lost one?
Yeah.
not like he's like, I can't find where it went. It swelled up and it actually had to decapitate it.
Time out, guys.
They had to take it off because, as he put it the next day, it was swollen to the size of an orange. But I will never,
Mike can't handle it right now.
I will never forget the scream that I heard when that individual got hit.
Why don't you ask Eric about checking the pressure on his gun?
Is this were you at like an official like paintball?
No, we were
okay, this was
outdoors
just
in the
effing
desert.
Around. Okay.
And no, we weren't effing around. We were actually playing a game.
Right,
and,
but I mean, you weren't at an
around.
Official range.
Like
so
literally
around,
playing
but,
a game is like the definition of fucking around.
I was in the ravine and I heard a and then it was just silence. And then watch someone take 15 minutes
the trees.
To walk 100 yards to their car. Because they kept collapsing and throwing up.
Because he got hit in the nuts with a paintball.
It was the worst.
I had never been hit in
like
the nuts
point
so hard
blank.
I threw up.
No.
That's gnarly.
No.
Yeah.
And then
it was point
a couple
blank.
Days later, they actually
What horrible person
when I heard
did
that.
That.
Dave Carroll.
I mean, it's not funny, but it was.
David Carroll did that?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh.
Adam Hilburn's brother.
16-year-old kid.
Yep.
God damn.
Won that wonder.
16-year-old and lost his nuts.
Yeah. No, man, nut. Only lost one.
Everything
Mike
still works with
normal
one,
people
right?
have two.
Yes.
I have three.
He's not really sure.
Yeah, one of them isn't yours.
But it was. It
it's
was
in that. There.
Which is odd enough.
Somebody else broke a toe.
Someone shredded the hand
pussy
off.
Shit,
someone shredded the skin off their hand.
Well, no, it was because somebody, it was one of those, hey, you shot me at point blank for notice, and I'm going to do that to you. Put the barrel of their gun right on his toe and pull the trigger. And basically turned it to...
Note to self.
That's,
don't play paintball.
That's child's play after you lose a nut.
You're just
so basically. I lost my toe. Shut up! I lost a nut last week.
The moral of this story is: don't go paintballing with Eric and his friends.
Yeah. I would suggest don't go paintballing at all. Like, that just seems dumb.
You know, paintballing at it's like fun. An official paintball facility is fun.
Is it?
Even though I got is hit, it? Even though when I played, I got hit in the hand at point blank range. So,
and he still wears the bandage.
So like there were literally yeah I do
because he wears a bandage.
There were. Parts of the paintball shell like stuck underneath my it hurt, but it did. I didn't like lose a nail or
was,
anything.
It was
war,
fun. It was just when
war is hell.
Yeah. Paintballs, fake paintball like heck. Hell.
Paintball war.
Swedish porn like saved my life when I was in the shit in Nam.
When you're playing with people that are stupid,
yeah, you get stupid stuff. Yeah,
yep. Yeah, don't do that.
Just yeah, don't paintball. Don't people. Be stupid. Stupid.
Yeah, just don't paintball. Fuck that.
It's called
shit.
Darwinism.
Yeah,
it's probably a good thing. That,
if you're actively doing a thing where you know somebody lost a nut doing, don't do that thing anymore.
Well, they usually start those at the official facilities. They'll show you a picture of if you take
of
off
a
your
decapitated
mask.
Nut.
No,
this
they
is what happens.
Now. They could now, but
they
like
just
the,
roll out a bunch of random nuts
at the place that I went to. Years ago, so I don't even know if they're still open. They would show you, they would go through the whole safety thing, and they would show you a picture of a guy, because they would always say, don't take off your mask, no matter what happens. If you lose your mask, you drop to the ground, you protect your face, and have one of the referees will come over and try and help you out. But they have a picture of a guy who had got his mask like shot off or something, and didn't duck down or anything, got hit in the temple, and the eye popped out.
No, gross. Why do people still do this thing?
I wanted him to say, like,
do you know there's laser tag out there, right? Like, there's
yeah,
that.
But that's for, you know, like,
kids. Yeah, but laser tag can get cancer and stuff.
Or
get shot up like an alligator from a racer. What I was going to say, I was expecting you to, like, say, like, they showed this guy and he took the mask off and he looked like Family Opera. But
that's not
no. funnier.
It's too epic.
Too epic?
Too epic? The guy's eye came out. How much more do you
about,
fucking want?
Well, I was,
no,
I was
I'm
at
saying,
least
I'm saying,
hoping
I'm
Two-Face.
Fan of the opera-wise, that'd be Two-Face. Like too epic.
Tommy Lee Jones, Two-Face.
Chandelier appears out of nowhere and falls to the ground. What fan of the opera?
Yeah.
While I didn't have internet,
Dent.
I was
Dent.
Going through.
Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent in my fucking head now.
Go ahead, anyways. Didn't have internet, yeah.
I was flipping through the shitty free TV that's on with an antenna, and Tommy Lee Jones was on Coal Miner's Daughter, super young, and all I thought was like, I want to watch Batman now.
Really? That's where you jumped to thinking
yeah,
of Tommy
I
Lee Jones?
To Batman. I didn't watch it, though, because then I was like,
wait, no,
that's not good. I don't know why I do this to myself.
Yeah.
I read a Batman comic. That's what I did afterwards.
Does this have Two-Face in it? Hey, it's Tommy
He's
Lee Jones.
There.
Anyways, all right, so that's it for this episode.
Yeah, we apologize.
It's fine. It's off the cuff. It's free. Fuck off. So we are?
Joe.
Mike.
I'm Cody. Our special guest was?
Eric.
Yay. All right, guys. That's it. We'll talk to you later.
Outro music. Hit the outro music. Turn it off while doing that.
What, have to? Oh, a fade out?
Yeah.